Bangs, Lizzie, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 19th, 1874. Dear Sister Lizzie, Bangs, your letter has been brought to me tonight. We have attended meeting all day today. The meeting house was full. About 400 were present. My husband spoke this forenoon, and I in the afternoon. Last Sabbath, my husband spoke in forenoon, and I in afternoon. He then administered the ordinance of baptism to three: father, a minister, and his daughter and his wife. It was a very interesting scene. Willie was sick 3 weeks, but I would neither let him go to Health Institute or have a physician. I treated him myself. We feared for him at times, but we prayed and worked. Several that were no sicker than he ran down and died very suddenly. Elder Butler's daughter, a beautiful girl of 16 years, died while her father was in California. This was the only daughter. This is a great loss to them. They have a pair of twin boys about 10 years old. The entire family are now here at Battle Creek. Brethren Butler and Cornell brought our little girls. They are good girls, and so glad to get with Uncle White and Aunt Ellen again. By some lack of thought, the baggage checks were not right. Brother Butler took them to his home, while Cornell brought the girls to us from Mount Pleasant after leaving Brother Butler. We had to make them clothes at once. Their trunk is now here. We think much of these children, for their hearts are knit with ours. Willie is real well now, but has not gained his usual strength. We received a letter from Sister Hall last night, stating that she was on the gain. For a time it was thought she must die, but the best of nursing has saved the precious child. I have not seen her since the close of camp meeting in New York, following the ones in Maine. She says she will be here as soon as she is able to travel. A loud call has come to us from California, urging our immediate presence there. They want my husband to locate the office building and get the paper started, with proper help to run it. We are urged beyond measure, and I expect we must go and remain a few months at least. We shall keep our house open. We have a large family. We have a treasure in a good girl. She loves the children very much, and will wait on them, and sew for them, and do anything she can to help in any way. She is one of the best of cooks, one of the best of hands to sew. She has just made me a new brown broadcloth cloak, and will make me now a new broadcloth dress for winter. Annie Drischel, the secretary in the office, boards with us, and a very smart girl, her companion and roommate, attends school and is studying French and setting type. We have a French teacher of French in our school. If we go to California, Annie Drischel and Mary Kelsey, her roommate, will accompany us as helpers in the new office on the Pacific Coast. Willie will go also and take hold of the work in the office. We had 15 to dinner today. I feel badly in regard to Harriet. I wish she were here, but fear the change of climate now in winter. If we were to be here, I should be inclined to send for her, poor soul. Brother Haskell goes east next week, and I shall send a box of fruit east to Harriet. Write us again. We are glad to hear from you. I must break off abruptly. Love to each member of your family. Your sister.